Previously on Heroes.
What happened to your parents?
I touched them, and they died.
I know about your power, and I know that you're not a killer. You're a healer.
You're staying here? How long?
Until I know that you're all right.
I am Becky Taylor. Open Rush starts today at the house. Why don't you come by and meet the girls?
I'm missing midnight, Uncle Samuel.
Checking on your work with Claire Bennett? You're doing everything you can to isolate her. Push other people away, push her in our direction.
I remember flying.
I flew jets in the military, maybe. What's the first name that pops into your head?
Call me Nathan.
Gretchen kisses Claire full on the lips.
I have a crush.
Please accept this bid to join the Psi Alpha Chi Sisterhood.
You need to figure out how to undo what you did. Give me back my body, and I will be happy.
You're a killer. I'm a cop. If I have to keep you trapped inside this prison for the rest of my life, so be it.
Los Angeles, Chapter 6, Strange Attractors. Having sex in front of a roaring log fire, Janice flings back her head as she straddles Matt in her underwear. But when they flip over, Matt transforms into Siler. Siler sits up and looks down at Janice lustfully. Then, when she reaches up to stroke his bare chest, he grabs her arms and pins her down. Matt suddenly wakes up with a frown, then looks about him in confusion. Lying next to him, Janice sits up and smiles.
That was amazing. You were amazing.
Next to Matt, the mental projection of Siler reaches for an apple.
Forbidden fruit. My favorite kind.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Canaan, Georgia. In a dimly lit cell, a handcuffed Jeremy is forced to sit down by a police officer. All the while, Jeremy stares accusingly at Noah, who's standing on the other side of the glass, looking guilty. At the sound of footsteps, Noah turns his head.
Sheriff, you can't do this.
Is that right? Well, now you say you're a family friend, and now you're a lawyer?
Jeremy lost his parents.
My point exactly.
You saw the broken heater in that house. You can't lock him up like he's some kind of a killer. You know this was an accident.
Yeah, what I know is that two people are dead. And that boy, well, let's just say that it's not the first time he's made some trouble in my town, okay? He's building up quite the rap sheet.
Are you pressing charges?
That kid ain't going anywhere until I finish my investigation. And if and when that happens, I'm not releasing him to anyone who's not the next of kin. And that is not you, friend. You have yourself a nice evening now.
The sheriff walks away. After a moment, Noah gets on his mobile.
Hey, it's me. I need your help.
Outside, in the sunny streets, a couple of kids ride their bikes past a mural that reads, Welcome to Canaan. Tracy pulls up in her silver sports car, looks about her to get her bearings, then carries on along the road. Noah's standing waiting for her outside a diner when she pulls into a parking space, then climbs out.
I can get a latte here, no problem, right?
I saw a cow about a mile back get some espresso. We're in business. Thanks for coming. I didn't know if you'd show.
Who was your fallback?
Don't have one.
Then I'm honored. So, you found a kid with abilities. I thought that you were done with the whole bag and tag business.
This is more of a rescue mission. His name is Jeremy, 17 years old. He has what you'd call a dual ability, life and death. He got into an argument with his parents, and,
he killed them?
It was an accident. His emotions got the better of him. We all know that that can happen.
Is that why you called me?
Not entirely. Look, they won't release him to me because I'm not family, but it turns out that the kid is very fond of his Aunt Tracy. Just go in, talk to him, sign him out.
don't know.
He's got nobody. You've been there.
She notices a police officer nearby watching them with interest. Then, seeing Noah's pleading face, she reluctantly takes the ID he's got for her, then heads into the police station. When Noah sees the curious police officer and his colleague are still watching him, he heads inside too. Arlington University, Arlington, Virginia. It's the middle of the night, and Claire's lying on her side, wide awake.
You awake?
Yeah. You?
Yep. You afraid I'm gonna kiss attack you in your sleep?
Claire smiles.
Maybe.
She turns over and looks at Gretchen.
We should talk about this. I guess we should.
They both sit up.
It was stupid and impulsive and bad.
It wasn't bad. I mean, you're a good kisser. I don't want to mess this up.
Mess what up?
My new, totally ordinary life. Another one I'm still chasing. Gretch, you're the first real friend I've had since I left Texas, and that's a big deal for me. And I really like you a lot.
Just not in that way.
Suddenly, masked figures break into the room and grab hold of Gretchen. Claire fights back.
Jeez, Claire. You don't have to go all Buffy on us for just kidnapping you.
I am so sorry.
Do you want to be an Alpha Chi or not? Is that a trick question?
Where are you taking us?
Well, if I told you, that wouldn't be a very good kidnapping, would it?
Now, a silver saloon is cruising along a leafy country road.
I could not believe they shoved us in a trunk. So lame.
Claire removes her and Gretchen's masks.
Look at us. All tied up in the dark.
You know, they have entire websites devoted to this.
A jolt brings them even closer.
Sorry.
They both look away, and Gretchen sighs.
So, you were saying how you didn't really like me that way?
No. You were saying that. I was saying that you've been a great friend.
So, which way is it?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
It means I don't know.
Awesome.
Good morning.
Welcome to Hell Week.
All right, ladies, listen up. This is what we call a screaming scavenger hunt. There's a big Alpha Chi treasure close by. Whichever team finds it first gets to sit out Hell Week. Trust me, you want to sit out. We bought goldfish. Good luck. But remember, ladies, someone's got to win and someone's got to lose.
The four inductees are left in a dark, empty room. They remove their masks and the tape from around their wrists. Then Claire and Gretchen take a look around. A police officer lets Tracy into Jeremy's cell.
Jeremy. My name's Tracy. I'm a friend of Mr. Bennett's.
How'd you get in here?
We told them that I was your aunt.
My aunt? I don't have an aunt.
You do now. Mr. Bennett fixed some paperwork, and here I am.
Mr. Bennett said that everything would go away. That the cops would buy the story, Mr. Bennett. So they let me go.
Hey. All I have to do is sign you out.
That might not be such a good idea.
Why not?
He looks her straight in the eye.
I killed my parents. I'm a murderer.
Matt to Siler.
Can't control me. You've never been able to do that.
Well, it had a compelling reason. Let's face it, your wife is kind of hot.
Enough!
That is the second Parkman I made scream today. If you want, I can give you some pointers later.
Crazy psycho!
What are you gonna do? Hit me? Defend your lady's honor? We both know it's not about that. It's about all those other things I can do to her. And Maddie, next time I take over your body, that's when the real fun begins.
Several blood-stained implements lie on a counter in the dark and dank old slaughterhouse, where Claire and the other sorority sisters have been abandoned.
Cozy.
They explore the carcass room.
Oh my God! Do you smell that? It smells like something died in here. What is this place? Oh my God!
Slaughterhouse.
Oh my.
Please, don't say that again.
Hey guys, super cute puzzle. Over here.
A message has been scrawled on the wall in red.
What you find will help you survive. When we were found, we'll keep you alive.
When we were found?
Okay, guys, let's just open one so we can get out of here.
Wait!
The blonde sister peers into a locker, then is sprayed with blood.
Relax, relax, it's not real. They're just trying to scare us.
Claire studies the numbered lockers.
Open 24.
How do you know?
When we were found, 1924, that's when the sorority was founded.
You know that?
My mom's a former sister, remember?
Gretchen opens the locker door, then prepares to be sprayed. But instead, she finds a bag with two bottles of water in it.
Yay!
Oh, thank God, I am so thirsty.
Hey, one bottle per team.
No problem. Come on, Ash, they won the first round. Now we are going to bring it.
No. Can I just stay here?
Jeremy, what happened with your parents? I understand. All you did was touch them. The day that I discovered my ability, I killed a man. He was threatening me. I grabbed him and something took over. Something inside of me.
Her frozen hand melts on his.
And no matter how hard I tried,
you couldn't let go.
Your emotions took over. You got mad. For most people, that's not a bad thing. We're not most people.
Outside, Noah's with the sheriff.
His next of kin is here. What possible reason do you have for holding him?
Well, we got plenty.
Is this Jeremy's?
Gil, show him what we found.
I feel the darkness surrounding me. I am the bringer of death.
He's 17 years old. Half the songs in his iPod sound just like that.
Well, maybe I should read you the part about killing animals. Any kid at school will tell you he does it. For fun.
So now we're taking gossip as evidence, is that it?
Well, there's something wrong with that boy, okay? As far as I'm concerned, this proves it. He ain't getting away with killing his family. He's staying right here.
Tracy is on her mobile.
No, they still haven't charged him. And their evidence is circumstantial at best. Yes, right now. I'm calling in a favor, Dennis. Thank you. All right, I'll see you then.
Sounds like you're shaking things up in there.
From the looks of the place, I'd say they could use it.
Is that right?
Tell me something. How's a girl like you end up in a place like this?
You'd have to do better than that.
The name is Samuel, and I'm here to ask you one question. If you're here to save young Jeremy's life, then what's next? You're gonna take him to a place just to live?
Holding up his hands, Samuel transports Tracy away from the town street and envelops her in the world of the carnival with its flashing, colorful lights.
Where he belongs.
What did you do?
It's all right.
Stay back.
I'm a friend, Tracy.
How do you know my name?
It's all right. You're safe here. I'm like you. We're all like you.
What is this place?
Home.
She takes in her surroundings, then eyes him suspiciously.
Slaughter floor or operation center? Should I even ask?
Have a nice hell week.
The other girls head to the operation center, leaving Claire and Gretchen to investigate the slaughter floor.
After you.
As Claire leads them downstairs, an invisible figure's footsteps appear in a puddle behind them.
Oh.
They move deeper into the dark, damp slaughter floor.
So, how long have you known?
Known what? That I really don't want to be in this sorority?
That you like girls?
You make it sound like I have to declare, like it's my major or something.
I'm actually jealous. First year of college and you've already figured yourself out.
Huh. I don't know about that. Truth is, I've had more boyfriends than girlfriends.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many more?
6 or 7. It's not a lot, right?
Sounds about right.
Hey, you're not... No, you couldn't be. You were a cheerleader.
Not what?
A virgin?
Wow!
We could not be more different. Maybe we're strange attractors.
Strange attractors?
It's a physics thing. Everything in the universe has a magnetic charge, right? So strange attractors are particles that end up together that don't really belong together, but when they're together, they're super powerful. Sort of like we could be? Or not. What?
Hold on.
But come on. Don't tell me you're freaked out now. And look. See? Nothing. Just more lameness.
Claire pushes Gretchen clear of a swinging meat hook.
What the hell is that? Starting to think this isn't a game.
This is the life Jeremy could have.
What? Working at a carnival?
Surrounded by family. His true family.
A couple breathing fire.
Do you remember the first time you experienced your gift?
Gift might be a little generous.
The entire universe coursing through you all at once. That wasn't just your ability, Tracy. You were tapping into something greater than yourself.
As Tracy looks about her curiously, a little girl with the couple also breathes fire.
We're all connected.
I'd like to believe that.
Believe it. Every time someone joins this family, I get a feeling in here. It's an energy, I guess. It gets stronger every day. This is where Jeremy should be.
What, living in trailers? Drifting from town to town?
What would you do? Give him a false name? A false life? This is a boy who can work miracles. Why should he be invisible? Bring him home. You could join him. I know you've been lost, too. It's your nature.
That's enough. Just take me back now.
Fair enough.
Siler sees her.
Look, I'm never about the hard sell, but please take this. Find your way back here.
He gives Tracy a compass.
This is Lydia. She'll take you from here.
As Tracy goes off with Lydia, Siler comes over to Samuel.
I know her. I helped her. She came to me when she was sad.
No.
I held her in my arms. We were flying.
We talked about this. The memories you're having, they're not yours.
Then whose are they? And if the real me isn't in here, where am I?
Janice finds Matt packing.
Matt, what are you doing?
I have to leave. It's just, it's not safe for you and Maddie.
Why?
Because someone else can control me, my body.
Someone else. Matt, why do you always do this? Come on, we're just getting close. We're going on 15 years and you want to blow
Janice,
everything up.
Janice. Look, I did a terrible thing.
Oh, this should be good.
I used my ability to push one man's memories into another man's head.
Yeah, my head. There is somebody out there using my body without my permission.
I didn't even know that you could do that.
It was wrong. I know that, but I had to do it to get rid of this really bad criminal.
Well, that's not very nice. So quick to label.
Or at least just his mind. And now his consciousness is rattling around up in here.
Well, there's so much space.
Will you shut up? Janice, look. I can get rid of him. The answer's out there. I just gotta go find it.
Good luck.
I need you to trust me, okay?
I'm gonna give you guys a moment.
You trust me, right?
Do your thing.
Come on, you said it yourself. A decade and a half, that's worth something, right? I can fix this.
Okay. Okay, you need a place to work things out. You should stay here.
No.
No, I insist. It's safer for you here. And I'll take Maddie and we'll go and stay.
Don't tell me where you're gonna go. I don't want him to hear.
Okay. Okay. I love you.
Good.
She leaves the room. The mental projection of Siler is lounging on the sofa.
Oh, that was pretty smart, even for you, not letting her tell me where she's gonna be. But you still haven't figured out how to get rid of me, genius.
Later, Matt's on the phone.
Mohinder, look, I have no idea where you are. Just, will you do me a favor? Call me back, okay? When you get this, just call me.
Mohinder? How's he gonna help you? He's probably still working on his father's research. Why don't you try your old lady, see if she picks up? Forget it, Parkman. It is time for you to give me back my body and just accept it. I'm gaining ground and I...
He winces.
I can make you do whatever I want.
Yeah? This is hurting you a little bit, isn't it?
Matt's drinking beer.
You wish.
You know, you're right. I mean, you slept with my wife. You can control me at any time, right? All right. Control me. Stop me from drinking this beer. Come on. Come on, stop me!
Matt takes another swig. Then he goes to the drinks cabinet.
Why don't we see how you do against the heavy artillery.
He knocks back a spirit, making Siler wince again.
I think I finally found a leash for this dog.
Jeremy sees Noah and Tracy outside his cell.
There you are. The guy came through. I've made all the arrangements.
It's great.
You all right?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get him out of here.
Jeremy, they're letting you go.
But who am I gonna live with?
There'll be a few doors down from me in my apartment building in D.C. I've set up a new identity for you. Your name is Jared Mitchell, and you're gonna attend Georgetown High School.
So nobody will know what I can do?
You'll learn to control your ability with Tracy's help. But you gotta keep it to yourself. It's the only way.
What if something happens?
Nothing's going to happen.
You'll be safe. You'll be invisible.
Jeremy looks a little relieved. At the slaughterhouse.
Wait, you think a sorority brought us out here to kill us? It's ridiculous. It's just a game.
It didn't just move itself.
Well, there's no one else there. How else would you explain it?
In my world, there's a million ways.
Name one.
Telekinesis. I've seen it. Heck, I know someone who has it.
So wait, you're saying there's another one of you here?
It's very possible.
And what, they're bored in there playing a college prank on you?
Not a prank.
You think that they're trying to kill you?
Not me.
And who?
Claire turns to face Gretchen.
Me? Come on.
Think about it. My first roommate committed suicide with a mysterious note that wasn't there, but then it was. I mean, maybe you almost getting gutted wasn't a coincidence.
Claire, that is a little out there. Sounds like some crazy-ass conspiracy theory. Which pretty much describes your entire life. What was that?
A shadow flits past.
I don't know.
The other girls burst in.
Hey, you guys all right? You find another clue?
Like, I'm gonna tell you.
Look, your roommate's freaked out and we don't care about the treasure. Let's just stick together, get the hell out of here, and once we find it, you can have it. Deal?
Okay, can we just go?
Deal. Lead the way.
The other girls scurry off through the slaughterhouse, leaving Gretchen and Claire to follow. In the Canaan Police Department, the sheriff is escorting Jeremy, Noah, and Tracy off the premises. Noah gives Jeremy a reassuring pat on the arm as they move towards the door, on the other side of which a large group of townspeople has gathered. The doors are opened, then a tense-looking Jeremy is ushered through the crowd.
Take my car, straight ahead.
The police hold the people back, but one man manages to break through.
Hey! You're getting away with murder, you... Let go of me! Hey!
Don't hurt him!
Oh, Jeremy, stop! Let him go!
Jeremy touches the man's chest, making the man's nose bleed, before he collapses to the ground.
Get the hell away from him, Jeremy!
The sheriff draws his weapon.
Jeremy, listen to me. You can help him. You can save him! Now listen, son!
You're going back in there where you belong. You know what you did to your mom, okay?
Jeremy, help him. You can save him. You can do it.
Jeremy stares at the man's body, then turns and walks back to the station.
Jeremy!
Noah and Tracy look on helplessly as the sheriff and Deputy Gill follow Jeremy back inside.
You do not understand the first thing about what's happening here.
Three people are dead. I understand that. And that boy, whatever he is responsible.
Hey, do you want it to happen again? Just let me talk to him.
Talk to him? You're through talking to him. Both of you.
Deputy Gill marches Jeremy round the back of the station at gunpoint.
You think killers go free, huh? Not in this town.
The sheriff discovers Jeremy's cell lying empty.
Gill, where's the boy? Gill, do you read?
The boy's gone. Gill, do you read me? Are you there?
Not so tough now, are you?
While a second man chains Jeremy by the ankles to a truck, Gill lowers his handgun.
Go ahead. Take your best shot. Give me a reason.
Shaking with emotion, Jeremy looks down at his hands, considering for a moment. Then he lets them hang, trembling at his side, before raising his eyes to meet the deputy's steely gaze.
You're not normal. You don't belong here.
He nods to his accomplice in the truck.
Go!
The truck drives off. Matt is still getting drunk.
You like that? You know what this is? I bought this with Janice on our anniversary trip to Ensenada. And it is so poetic that I'm using it to bury you.
Bury me or drown the truth?
The truth what? That you're nothing. You're just a figment of my imagination. Let's quiet those voices, shall we?
Siler writhes in agony.
Kelly, your wife walked out on you. You think she wanted to give you your space? She can't stand the sight of you. Pathetic. You know what she said to me in front of the fire last night? Why can't you be more like this all the time?
When you're gone, Janice and I are gonna have a beautiful life together.
Siler starts to fade away.
You're so desperate to fit in. Why can't you accept your power? Why do you insist on being so forgettable?
Oh man, you're afraid. You're afraid of dying. And you just passed out. You just passed out.
After swigging the last of his bottle, Matt watches Siler dissipate before his eyes.
Yes!
Janice arrives with Mike.
Oh, Matt.
Honey.
Honey, I did it. I really did it.
At the slaughterhouse, an arrow points the way to the prep room under a flickering strip light. The four girls arrive with their torches.
Kill house. Prep room. Kill house sounds more dangerous. We're taking that one.
I thought we were going to stick together.
No way.
The two girls leave the prep room to Claire and Gretchen.
Let's just check this real quick. We'll catch up to them.
Gretchen leads the way into the dark gloom of the prep room, where meat hooks on straps hang from the ceiling. Attached to one is a pink teddy bear.
Oh, we won. Kind of.
I'm gonna go get Paris and Nicole.
Gretchen turns to go.
I get it, by the way.
You get what?
You wanting to run from your freaky world and live a normal life. I shouldn't have put you on the spot and gotten all relationship-y on you. The last thing you need right now is...
I need you. Trust me.
What? Gretchen!
A strap wraps itself around Gretchen's neck, then an invisible force punches Claire to the ground. Claire grabs a pole and swipes it at the invisible figure, then Gretchen's released. Claire sees a meat hook move by itself, then something comes at her.
Oh my God, Claire!
Now impaled to a wall, Claire lashes out with a hook, then a stricken Becky materializes on the ground, injured. The other team arrive.
Oh my God! Becky! Grab her!
Making herself invisible again, Becky barges past the two other girls, then disappears through the door. Claire still impaled to the wall.
A little help, please. Claire?
Oh my God, Claire.
Oh my God.
Don't do it!
Stop!
No,
stop!
What the?
What?
How did you...
What's happening? What are we gonna do?
In Canaan, Tracy and Noah are driving through the nighttime streets when she spots a body lying on the road up ahead.
Noah.
He stops the car, then Tracy jumps out and runs over to the body. It's Jeremy. His face is red raw and soaked with blood. As Noah slowly approaches, she reaches out to touch the dead boy's head. Then she sags with grief. While she hangs her head and weeps, Noah's eyes flit to the streets around them. Then he kneels down beside her.
We could have saved him.
He needed a home. A real home.
They both remain by the body in the middle of the dark, deserted road. Later, he runs to catch up with her as she hurries back to her car.
Tracy. Hey. Tracy, I'm sorry.
You know, this was supposed to be simple. Just go in and sign him out.
I thought I could manage it.
By hiding him away for the rest of his life?
I stood on his porch and I told him that I wouldn't let him down.
But you did. We did.
I did what I thought was right. And I was wrong. I've been wrong all these years.
Do we have to be invisible? You ever think we could just live, Noah? Out in the open?
After today, no.
Don't ever call me again.
With tears in her eyes, she climbs into her car. Noah turns on his heel, then walks off down the street. After thinking for a few moments, she gets out the compass that Samuel gave her. As she holds it up, the arm spins round, then the arrowhead glows red and stops, pointing her in a certain direction. She sits back and considers. A bleary-eyed Matt comes too.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
You gave us quite a scare there, brother.
I know, I'm sorry. I just, I had to see if I could, I'm much better now.
Not quite. We start over. From the beginning. You hear me?
Mike gives Matt a new AA chip.
Yeah. Thanks. Both of you. You'll love me a lot more after I take a shower.
He picks up a red apple, then tossing it in the air, moves off through the house. But when he emerges on the other side of a wall, he's transformed into Siler. Still tossing the apple, Siler saunters into the bedroom, where he finds a mental projection of Matt looking back at him, confused.
Let me guess. You want your body back? Did you think you were actually winning? The second you blacked out, I slipped right in. Now I'm in the driver's seat. You'll never get away with this. I already have.
Siler bites the apple, but what Jana sees through the glass is Matt taking a bite and speaking to himself. She looks concerned. In sunny Canaan, a police car passes a young boy riding his bike along the pavement. As the car turns in and parks outside the police station, a figure wearing dusty black clothes and tattered snakeskin boots comes along the middle of the road, then stops by the bloodstain left by Jeremy's body. It's Samuel. He watches Deputy Gill and his accomplice from the other night enter the station, with the sun on his face and an intense, focused look in his eye. Spreading out his hands and raising them upwards, he physically lifts the entire police station up off the ground, uprooting it from its very foundations and sending telegraph poles and streetlights flying. His face becomes redder and he clenches his shaking fists as he focuses all his powers on the police station, which begins to crumble. Then he turns his back and the whole building crashes to the ground, dissolving into a billowing cloud of dust. Samuel unclenches his fists, lowers his hands, then walks calmly away. To be continued.